as before listening to the teachings, Rinpoche asks that we give rise to the precious attitude of bodhicitta, which is otherwise known as the supreme mind turned towards enlightenment. So Rinpoche will continue his explanation from the text called the Treatise on Buddha Nature, and from the fourth Vajra point, which is dealing with the potential or the Buddha nature. This Vajra point is presented as having 10 different aspects to the presentation. Rinpoche has explained the first six, which are the essence, the cause, the result, the function, what the Buddha nature is endowed with, and how it manifests. So these six points Rinpoche has discussed up until now. Today Rinpoche will explain the point dealing with the different stages of the manifestation of the Buddha nature.
Nekab de rab de yeb don mada mada tagba da hendo namda korem ge simchen sanju samba da de yin ge go ki ju do ki.
And the root text for this verse that deals with the stages says that first there is the impure stage, then there is the stage that is partially pure and partially impure. Then there is the stage of utter purity, and these are respectively the stages of sentient beings, bodhisattvas, and Buddhas.
Mada hebe thomban dang gombang nige mada bam yang na tama ragba da trawa kangi chang mada bne ka. Thomban ga thala gombang ga mada bam yang na Dhamma rākpa tāla trāvā mādāpā. Hindu nāmdā hībē thōṅbāṅ gōṅbāṅ bhākṣātā jēpā tākvāṁ pāṅsā dhamma trāhīn trāvā tākvā tē. Sōmla tūtē dhanē tāndā mādāpā nē kāpṣu simjīn. Dhamma rākpa tāla Tabe mada bane capso sanju samba. Drama taking trava ta the hindu number ta bane capso. Dene sanje hi tinje kanzala sanje hi jubare.
Master.
Dehe gubitum ten kaina. Sena simjin tamje la sanje jinjing buchamna. Simjin sanju samba sanje sum joku bitum ten karasana. De trama ta bata mada behind the namda goni ever. Master.
Takes
only.
Takes or two diche. Dene. Janju Sempa Tongpang Tang Gompang.
Papa Sanju Sempa.
Papa Janju Sempa Gi Tongpang Tang Gompang. Kashe Pang Song Tamche Pang.
Tongpang Gata Gompang Gamada.
Vaso.
Palam Top Tatan Tongpang Yomare Pang.
Vaso.
Tongpang Gata Pare.
Vaso.
Gompang Gata Mayare.
Vaso. So these stages describe the different stages that an individual goes through. And the reason why they are described is because the question arises, just because there's a Buddha nature, then why aren't all beings manifesting the enlightened nature in the same way? And the answer to that is that there are different stages. So the first stage is the stage of called impurity, and that's the stage where both the coarse or gross obscurations of the Buddha nature and the subtle obscurations are both present. That's the state of a sentient being. When the individual becomes a noble bodhisattva, they have reached the path of seeing and then gone on to the path of cultivating that realization that they have seen. And so that type of individual has purified the stains of the coarse stains of the ordinary individual, but they still have the subtle stains of the path of cultivation that they haven't completely purified yet. And then there's the level of the Buddha. The Buddha has purified everything, not only the coarse stains, but also the subtle stains and the most subtle of subtle stains. The Buddha has purified, and so there's nothing left except for the Buddha nature.
Tene chitang tanda namya drupan yukpa tonte tanda heya yete namya drupan yukpa tonte yebar heger hechor hechor madawa hechor chebar jinje goni hebar yukpa tonte kokale khabo yore hechor madawa se ni hebar
di indu dene dunba
Dumba jeba goba jobate.
The time to jukbe jukbe
jukbe tong heter madava. Heter madava. Namba madava goni hebar.
So the seventh through the tenth points, Rinpoche says, are all an explanation of different ways of explaining the sixth one, which was the ways that the Buddha nature manifests. Because that is something that is difficult to understand, and so it's presented in different ways of explanation.
Then namya jeba te koindun roba tongre. Koindun roba tongne. Chetar tongme danye chi namka koindun jisongta. Semja rang yin tmi yin te yin koindun roba jisong.
That's right. Then the next verse talks about how the Buddha nature is all pervasive. So the way what it says is that just as space, which doesn't have any thought to pervade anything, just without any thoughts of its own, nevertheless pervades everything that has form, so it is that the true nature of mind, which is called the expanse free of flaw, the flawless expanse, pervades all sentient beings.
Tene semjin dang, papa sanju, sembatan sanje, tamje la dehini, but chapter garrison, pegoni temple.
Maso
pegoni, tensorte, namto mebe dani, change namkate, te zogin to mobo, mobo memba, mobo barba, mobo zambo, tamje la cheper mebe namke chaguyo.
Maso
namke ma cham na legas o tomb.
Maso
namke chaguyo.
So the way that the Buddha nature pervades every sentient being is taught with an example. And the example is space. If you think about space, space pervades all objects. We might think it's a good object, something useful. We might think that it's some object which is doesn't really have a use or is harmful, neither one, just something neutral. And we might think this object is something harmful and bad, dangerous. But nevertheless, every single entity, every single object in the universe is completely pervaded by space. If it weren't, it couldn't do anything, couldn't move, couldn't perform any type of function. So space pervades everything, and like that, the Buddha nature pervades all sentient beings, no matter what our level of development. Pervades all beings equally. The Buddha, the noble bodhisattvas, and ordinary sentient beings, you could say one is more noble than the latter one. The former are more noble than the latter. Buddha is more noble than the bodhisattvas. Bodhisattvas more noble than sentient beings. That's only from a conventional or superficial perspective, because the actual reality of the situation is that the Buddha nature pervades them all completely equally. So these two verses explain these two points, the seventh point dealing with stages and the eighth point dealing with all pervasiveness in a concise way. We don't have time to go into the explanation in tremendous detail right now, but Rinpoche says if we understand the concise explanation, then understanding the extensive one will be easy. So, in short, if we want to know why it is that the Buddha nature pervades all sentient beings, it is that the Buddha nature is the fundamental nature of the mind. Now, in Tibetan, this is easier to maybe clear to understand because a word for sentient being in Tibetan is sem chen. It means something that has mind, having mind. And the basic nature of the mind is the Buddha nature. That is its true nature. So whatever has mind has the Buddha nature. They go together completely. And therefore, the Buddha nature pervades all beings. So now let's sing the song Seven Delights. If anybody didn't get it, we have extra copies here. Will you pass out some more also? So, singing songs is something very important in Buddhism. One of the 12 branches of the Buddha's words is called the branch of melody, the branch of pleasant melody. And this includes times when the Buddha didn't give a talk, he sang. And these songs were continually sung. It's part of the tradition of what constitutes the Buddha's words. And also in our own lineage, in the Kagyu lineage, Tilopa sang many Vajra songs of realization. Naropa sang Vajra songs of realization. The king of translators, Marpa, sang Vajra songs of realization. The most Vajra songs were sung by Milarepa. And after Milarepa, also the Kagyu Siddhas sang songs of realization. And this one particular was sung by the victorious Gotsangpa. And it's a song about how Gotsangpa was overjoyed at the prospect of being sick, at the prospect of dying, at the prospect of facing difficult circumstances.
So
So Tilopa sang one song, one Vajra song, and the song is called The Song Sung to the Singer. So he sang it to someone, some other singer. Who that is, we don't know. But in any event, what Tilopa said was that the true nature of song is genuine reality, ultimate truth. And the superficial appearance of the song is just the coming together of different causes and conditions, producing sounds of melody and sounds of words. So if we understand a song properly, we can understand the two truths. We can understand actual truth, what is real, what is reality, and we can also understand what is superficial.
Marba chuju lodu na de kale kapo je nane tene nasa to to so trabe kapso tene peke la sem su tuksu sem su gorje somare chudok derwa dorji lose naro chudok chudok derwa dorji lo gor somare gor te tene nana sem jo na jo wa so jo wa server se pe gor
maso
dikso
dikso di sem su luso
Same pam na same ma pam se lagu rebe, maje neba do boyo na.
Di ha kasam rebe.
Same so
tene.
Same so bangor.
Lasam.
Same so kiasa se na tuksu.
Tuksu lasam.
Same so te chek pare.
Lasam.
Tuksu.
Lasam. So
tene te gorte so na tene ma ba losa same joba me ba cha.
Lasam.
Ma jo ha.
Naropa. Sang a similar song to his student Marpa Churki Lodru. When Marpa was one time very sick, he got a little bit better and he went to see Naropa, and Naropa sang him a song to help lift his spirits because Marpa was a little bit upset, a little bit sad about the fact that he was quite ill. And so his teacher Naropa sang him a song called The Song That Soothes the Mind. And this is a song, Rinpoche says, that is connected with the six dharmas of Naropa. And in this song, Naropa sang about how if you are happy when you are sick, then that's an automatic remedy to the feeling of anxiety or feeling down at the prospect of illness. So Rinpoche says the reason why Naropa sang to Marpa that he shouldn't feel bad about being sick was because all he needed to do was remember the view and the practice of the six dharmas. And if you have that, then there's no reason to be upset about anything. If you don't have that, you might have a problem. But if you have that, then you're going to be just fine.
Go pang liyana de ne yang gor sombare lo sombare lo tamare
go pang ma pong go pangi kapsu
go de la ya pang liya
o de da
o de la pang segre go pang ka liya go hien ro go do
la la so
o de na ya go
dom bo ge la
go dom bo ge charpa ge dom bo ge ne cha so
la so
i che ren so a de ne am cho na lo tamare
la so So there's also the tremendous sadness we can feel when one of our close relatives, like our father or mother, passes away. And there are also songs sung on this occasion. One was sung by Marpa to his son, Dharma Dode. Marpa had seven children, and the one who was particularly intelligent and particularly good in the Dharma, good Dharma practitioner. In fact, he was quite an incredible practitioner, was Dharma Dode. But one time he fell off his horse, and his horse kicked him, and his head broke into 8 pieces. And so that was the end of him, basically. But Marpa came and put his head in his lap, and as he was dying, Marpa sang this song to his son.
Mm-hmm.
So then there was the time that Milarepa, after receiving all of the pith instructions from his guru Marpa, was about to depart and go his own way off to Lapchi in western Tibet. And so at the time that he parted from Marpa, then Marpa sang him a song, wishing that everything would be auspicious for him.
Mm-hmm.
So, also there's the sadness we can feel when we are apart from our Lama. For example, one time Milarepa was meditating after he left Marpa, and he looked out at the sky and he looked to the east, and he saw a beautiful white cloud far on the horizon. And at this time he said to himself, "Oh, underneath that cloud is my teacher right now, and I miss him very much." And so at this point Milarepa sang a song called "The Six Ways of Remembering, of Thinking About, of Missing Your Teacher." And after he sang that song, the Marpa Jinla Shazong Disung
Song.
And after he sang this song, actually what happened was that the cloud moved towards him, and as it got closer, he saw that writing on the cloud was his teacher, Marpa.
Ah, Yang Gorka Ye Kondro Hyavata, Yang Nan Tupa Hyon, Tupa Hyavasung. De Malare Loma, Loma Tso, Davata, Rechong Dorje Trapate.
So there are also songs to sing at a time when our anger is getting out of hand. And so one in particular was sung by Milarepa to one of his two main disciples, whose name was Rechungpa. Rechungpa was the disciple who was like the moon. And at one particular time, Rechungpa was very upset at someone for saying a lot of bad things about Milarepa. And Rechungpa actually had a pretty bad temper. So he picked up this big stick, and he was about to club this poor guy over the head. And Milarepa sang him a song called keep your confidence. And it's been translated as the anger cooling song. And after Milarepa sang him this song, then he put down the stick and he was calmed down. There's other times that you sing songs when you're going to debate with somebody. Many times a lot of scholars came to debate Milarepa. They thought that he really didn't know anything because he was just a meditator. So at those times, Milarepa sang a lot of songs in response to the scholars' questions. And also there is a song to sing when the Lama is about to pass away into Nirvana. And so at this time, at the time Milarepa was about to pass away, he sang a very beautiful song called Milarepa's Departing Wish, Departing Aspiration Prayer. And he sang it to all of his students and all the people who were there. This song was of the Seven Delights was sung by a yogi named Gotsangpa. When Gotsangpa was practicing up at the caves, he was quite sick for many years at a time. And he wasn't afraid of his illness, he embraced it. And by embracing his illness, he actually attained realization. His illness was the basis for his realization, meditating on the nature of his illness. In one particular song, he sung about seven different types of bad things that can happen and seven types of delight that arise as a result of those bad things is this song called The Seven Delights.
Yeah, that.
So now let's sing it together.
Yeah.
When thoughts that there is
yesterday you were talking about that we should adopt a joyful attitude when things go wrong or even when people die. But what if it's uncertain when people die, if we're uncertain whether they've established themselves in wisdom and compassion or whether their karma police are going to be after them? We just don't know that. And what attitude should we take, like a relative who dies or something like that?
Dine nyendro shina dine ngatso yang trupa kukido, sem trupa.
Oh yeah.
Dine yine yang di aba ama shina pinja shina yang dine konso Jawa yang dapa mena, dene jikshina di shina yavo mares, jikshina kirab, jikshina ngenzong la drogere, dene didabu yina, dene semla gabu yongna di tepa mare samla tanga.
Tu hiena drepa de rang hiena gaba dan drepa re, mu hiena gaba dan drepa yang gomya de kagare.
So the Rinpoche says the main thing about being delighted at death is at our own death, not at the death of somebody else. So that's sort of a different topic.
Trouble la soba hena, then jogre, ninje gom, consu chedo,
So there's also the occasion of when our relatives or our close friends pass away. At that time, we might feel sad. So the point is not to rejoice in their death, but rather to practice virtue, to have compassion, practice compassion, cultivate compassion for them, and also make aspiration prayers that they will have a good future.
Tene rangge nye dro da nye de hye na kong so che ba se ma lan do ge re chen de na wa no te che ba se ma lan do ba re te kong so la ngai ba kor ko ge re
ma so
pe sen de e re
na re
ngai ba ko ko re ngai ba te jik te ji jup se lon ju ke pe ge ma re
ma so
tene gar ge pe ge re tam be chu je ngai ba kor ko re ge tam be chu dro ngo ba ja ma lam jam na te kong so la ngai ba re chu je lak ta kor ko
So what happens when one of our close friends or relatives dies is that they leave this life, the appearances of this life fade away, and they are replaced by the appearances of the next life. So whenever somebody goes away who we're very fond of, it's customary to give a parting gift to them, something they can take away with them. If somebody dies, you can't give them anything that they can carry in terms of anything material. All that we can give them is the Dharma. And so what we do is we practice virtue, we dedicate the merits of our virtue to them, we make aspiration prayers for them, and this is like giving them a present that they can take with them to the next life and that will serve them well.
Mandorpa, Pardo Rango Hippa Malam Dan. Jeva Lama Cups, Nerva Yeda Tundu, Nazon Lamajeva, Tori Lada, May Lutopa Malam Dan. May Lutop Natambu Chudrop De, Tene, Yankam Nambar Taba, Deva Chin Lazo, by Yankam Najeva Malam Dan. Ramja Sanju Topa Malam Tendau, Amalam Marava Mambo Yere.
Masa. So there are many different aspiration prayers we can make for people who pass away. We can pray that they are not reborn in the hell realms or the hungry ghost or animal realms. We can pray that they get a good, precious human body and are able to practice the Dharma. We can also pray that they take birth in Dewachen, in a Buddha field where everything is pure and they can practice the Dharma there. So there are many different aspiration prayers we can make, Rinpoche says, and we should make them.
Tene console tenda wo geva dro malam jamna malam da mawata malam ji top je console pengre.
So if we make aspiration prayers like that, that are prayers that this person will have a good future, by the power of the strength of our aspiration prayers, this will affect their future.
Tene chardam bhoju lokso la shabu yipju shergo mazo pe pardo Nyama riri latini, Koran la ngowa ja, topche ndavo lo ngowa ja, tini lama da chupa chepa chenje, kola ngotu si chuhyebe luksuriyo bare, chuhyego bare.
Maso?
Akosome, tila pardu tudur yang sigre.
The Tibetan tradition, for 49 days after someone dies, every day people perform virtuous actions, they make aspiration prayers, and they dedicate all the merit of these actions to the person who has passed away. And also the Lama talks to them while they're in the state, the intermediate state, and points out that to them over and over again, you're in the intermediate state, you're in the bardo, you have to wake up and realize that, and that will help them to be liberated. And so this is called the process of, it's called liberation through hearing in the bardo.
Tene yipche sherko te nimu tene geva chenpo jab dro ma chenme mangpo par tene malam jab tene taji gare.
Maso.
Tene pato turundu kumare.
Maso. And on the 49th day, they do an extra grand prayer ceremony. They light many prayer lamps. They offer the benefit of all of those prayer lamps to all sentient beings, in particular the ones in the bardo. And so, and then the Lama again goes through his instructions, and that's the last day. And after that, they stop.
Then how are you? Then you try about the wrong number cup, then have a cup. So then you go away, ba, go away, come to.
So in terms of delighting in sickness and death, it's delighting in our own sickness and death, which helps us to overcome the feeling of regret and depression or whatever bad feeling we might experience at the time we feel sick or at the time we know we're going to die. According to the Buddhist teachings, there are many different ways to meditate when someone is about to die. And one method we can use is to meditate on ourselves as our Yidam deity. And this, we can meditate on ourselves as being Amitabha or Chenrezig,
La Soba,
or etc. Whatever deity we happen to feel an affinity for, we can meditate on ourselves as being inseparable from that deity at the point of our death. And so we have to have great faith in the deity at that point, and so that's called the way of practicing that is based on having faith. And the way to die with compassion is the way that it's practiced in the way you're supposed to die in the Great Vehicle. According to the Great Vehicle teachings, is when you're about to die, you meditate on compassion, you practice taking and sending, you pray that all sentient beings be free from their suffering, and you take in all of their suffering on your in-breath, and when you exhale, you breathe out your own happiness and all your virtue, and in that way you pass away, and that's the way that the bodhisattvas die. The practice of that is explained in the 7 points of mind training. And there's the way to die intelligently. And the way to die intelligently is to realize that there's nobody dying and there's no death. There's nobody dying because there's no self of the individual. There's no death because there's no self in phenomena. Phenomena are not real either. And so realizing that, realizing the true nature of reality, when you pass away, it's just a mere appearance of death because there's no such thing, actually. So, the Buddha said many times that samsara, the cycle of existence, is just like a dream, just like an illusion, just like the moon that appears in a pool of water. And therefore, death is also just a mere appearance. There's no such thing as death, really. It doesn't really exist. It's just a mere appearance. So the way you die then is, according to this method, is you see death coming and you say, well, I know that this life is just like a dream. It's just like dying in a dream. There's no such thing as death, really. So there's nothing to worry about because it's not real. And so you just rest in your knowledge of that, and then you rest the mind in equipoise in its meditation on emptiness. So death is just a concept. There's really no such thing. And what happens is we think, oh, I'm dying. This is what we think. But this thought actually never happens, actually. So this thought is said to be unborn, in the sense that if you investigate, it never really comes into existence. It's just a mere appearance. And so this is a very profound way to die. To look at the thought that you're going to die and realize that that thought doesn't exist. And then you die. There's an appearance of it.
So in short,
when our friends and relatives die, we want to practice compassion. We want to practice virtue and dedicate the merits of our virtue to them. When we die, we want to be ecstatic about it. We want to be very happy about it. Rejoice. So it's like that. So Rinpoche asked that we sing this song, the sixth verse about death, about rejoicing in our death. So we should sing it three times. Starts with when it's time to leave this body. When it's time to leave this body, this illusionary tangle, don't cause yourself anxiety and grief. The thing that you should train in and clear up for yourself is there's no such thing as dying to be done. It's just clear light the mother and child, clear light uniting. When mind forsakes the body, sheer delight. When it's time to leave this body, this illusionary tangle, don't cause yourself anxiety and grief. The thing that you should train in and clear up for yourself is there's no such thing as dying to be done. It's just clear light the mother and child, clear light uniting. When mind forsakes the body, sheer delight. When it's time to leave this body, this illusionary tangle, don't cause yourself anxiety and grief. The thing that you should train in and clear up for yourself is there's no such thing as dying to be done. It's just clear light the mother and child, clear lighting. When my forces
forsakes the body here to lie.
Then they go to Tamba, Yangin and Dava Capso, Hiba Capso, Lomato, Tana, then they move out into. Then they go to Tamba, Langornian Buji song, Gemuji, Gaitiniki song.
At the time Gotsampa himself was about to die, his students gathered around crying.
Rinpoche spoke of bodhicitta being comprised of compassion and wisdom, and compassion seems so obviously necessary in our society. It's enough to meditate on that. But wisdom seems, there's such ambiguity on what true wisdom is. If you could please speak on the nature of the wisdom comprising bodhicitta.
Then janjo gisam la ninje tangsherab niyare. Ninje gope gimsen hakoa le lavore. Then ine yang dakbe sherab karare hako kale kavore. Yang dakbe sherab karare digi kola tetsuman.
Tha kunjob sanjuk same day, same chain tamje je don do sanje je komba dom de bare. Dandan sanjuk same day, toni to gore. Dandan do dona, dandan sanjuk same se je de rang, ludan same je rang yam ne lok de to gondo. Deyan rang same je ne lok to gondo. Same je ne lok hi hin to na, de ne dandan sanjuk same se gre.
So the two parts of bodhicitta can be described as conventional bodhicitta and actual bodhicitta. Conventional bodhicitta is when we have compassion for the sentient beings who appear but they aren't real, but we have compassion for them and we say, I want to attain enlightenment for their benefit. Actual bodhicitta is the realization of the true nature of our body and the true nature of our mind. And then again, Rinpoche says, of these two, the mind is the most important. To realize what is the true nature of mind, that is the nature of genuine reality. And realizing that, resting relaxed in that, that is actual bodhicitta.
Tena ye mundo, kado mundo, zug mundo, ye dang kado, maybe senna, then sem rang ye mebare, ye kado linde besenna, ye mebare.
So the mind is something that never dies. And the reason why that's the case is it has no shape, it has no color, it's not something that has any substantial existence. And since it doesn't have any substantial existence, how could it ever pass away? So the mind never dies.
Then same the kavando, yorji tenglando gam, wangbu tenglando, lujeto lando, me lando, kavando, lebananando gam, nyinganando, taking tiena. Then same the kangdo yam mini besena, hirabji tiena, mini besena, then he have a mebe.
Maso.
Yeah, mebe sen.
Maso.
Here I am.
Maso. So, if we look for the mind, we can never find it. It doesn't exist in some outer object, doesn't exist in our body, doesn't exist in the top part of our body or the lower part. You look for the mind in the brain, you can't find the mind. You look for the mind in the heart, you can't find the mind. You can never find the mind. The mind has no shape and no color. It's not some material thing. So since you can't find it, since it has no substantial nature, it can never die.
Yang sem jian ga me ba de dang bo sem kan de se jian do de ne jie wa me ba. Par do ka ba ne do de ne ba me ba. Thar kan lan ro do de ne ro wa me ba de. Sem jian ga ne so me ba se na sem ne jie wa me.
So then, if you look and try to find, well, where did this mind come from? How did it arise? You can never find the mind's arising. Where does it stay? You can't find that. And so then also you can't find any place where it goes out of existence either. So the mind is not something that arises, it's not something that remains, it's not something that ever goes out of existence. That's what its nature is.
Nyang heba meba jumse che kar re heba la da ko yo mar heba yo ne heba da bo da go gundo heba da bo da ma ro bse na ngane heba me
bre na so. Another reason why there's no such thing as death is because there's no person dying. For there to be death, there has to be someone to die. But since there is no someone dying, since that someone doesn't exist, there can be no death either. Since phenomena do not truly exist, then the death and the suffering that goes along with death do not truly exist. There's no such thing as death. If you think about it, the process of dying, a person can have a thought, oh, I'm dying, I'm dying, I'm dying, and then they're dead. And there's nothing in between. There's no point of death. You either think you're dying or you're dead. And in between that, you can't find any actual point of death. Because you're either alive or dead. There's no other possibility. So death is not something that exists. So if we examine with our intelligence, we find that there's no such thing as death. The protector Nagarjuna in his text called The Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way set forth many reasonings which prove that there's no such thing as birth and there's no such thing as death. So what this shows is that death is just a completely false thought, and that really there's no such thing as death. So it's like that. And if we connect an examination of death up with emptiness and the way emptiness is explained by the different schools' assertions of what the two truths are, then the explanation becomes quite extensive. And also, since there's no up or down on this planet, there's no right side up or upside down on this planet, there's no death. Because you can think about it, well, am I going to die on the right side up of this planet or the upside down of this planet? Since there's no right side up and upside down, you can't find anywhere to die. So, and since there's no place of death, there can be no death. If death is really existent, there's got to be a place where it happens. But since you can't find any place where it happens, either on the right side up or the upside down of this planet, then there's no such thing. So that's why there's no reason for us to be afraid of death. We need to be heroes and heroines who have no fear of death.
Yeah, that, yeah, that's it.
Other questions?
Yeah. Other question.
Sometimes it appears that they are experiencing empty forms and are feeling fear and anxiety. they'll say things like, oh, it's red over there, or what's that, what's that? When I'm with people who are in this state, what can I do to help them?
Mm-hmm. 근데 매겨 보시기 가서 통숙시하기도 아파 말보 말보도 on dikarade dikarade di double love gitu then a jig tag gitu also then a morangi me di double ge tsala degi kapso then a console like condensero bachena ya bodo
de cheba kapso kala mala nalam tu yago yore
mare
te sela kaya ya mare then a range range sem sem kharware tonzo kyagre te to rang sem je na mare rangin je thoba yo mare sikhe koro
so Rinpoche says that that's right at the time of death all different types of empty forms can appear everything can appear to be very red or very white all different kinds of things and what you need to do is explain to whoever it is that's experiencing that that these are just empty forms they don't exist really they're just confused appearances of the mind and so therefore they're nothing to be afraid of
tene pardo thodola kala mala nalan sharva kap sun doya ge tsike yore tene ngone khere ba kap sun doya yore te den tha tang bo ne ba sun ba te sun doya so so yore
so in this text called liberation through hearing in the bardo there are different verses to be recited when somebody is going through this experience before they die of having these empty forms arise of what they should be recited at the point of death and then also during the first week the second week the third week and so forth
then danda pado turu jo yaba khe yoba da do tindu la lo tindu khe kha lo ya khe ta du lo ya tu lo na ya bu yare
so now there are different translations of this text sometimes it's translated as the Tibetan Book of the Dead but the literal translation is liberation through hearing in the bardo and it would be good if you could read that and then if you found something in there to read to people who are dying or who have recently passed away then that would be good
tene nyen de che song la yang ping ge rang la yang ping ge rang yang che ya ra ba
la de
rang la yang ping
ge la so so that will help our friends or relatives who are passing away and they'll also help us because at some point we're going to have to die and so it helps us to become accustomed to what these appearances are about
then if you give here go ma do pa don na ya pare
asa if you can recite those verses for 49 days then that would be also very good
take some
is that okay
okay ta taba yo ba
other questions
yeah
You had spoken about thought being illusory, and if thought is illusory, how is prayer different from thought? Is not prayer illusory if it is some connection to thought?
Nam to gyuma dabores. Dene munlam yang gyuma daborbe nam to nashi gyuma yang gona.
Munnam yang jomantabre. Kolo parbe lo lo chu tampyang korwa da nyande kanga jomantabre.
Vasa. Thoughts are equally, prayer is equally illusory as thought. They're both the same in that respect. According to the second turning of the wheel of Dharma, all phenomena of samsara and nirvana are equally just like illusions.
Jomantabre se jete jujen tende tso tange na wala. yang da pa den pa ma ba na dong yin mi la ko ju de
na so what it means that they are just like illusions is that they are merely dependently arisen appearances and that really if you investigate them you can't find any existence whatsoever
sem je juma ta ba re san je yang juma ma lam da ba re
sentient beings are just illusory Buddha is also just illusory
te sanje jamatav sije te sanje zog jug jamatav re chuko nga so thong ma do jamatav ye ma
sa When it said that the Buddha is illusory, what that's talking about is the physical manifestation of the Buddha. We can't see the Dharmakaya, the truth body of the Buddha's nature of mind, and so it's not talked about as that being like an illusion because we can't see it anyway. So if you think about it, you can have a dream of somebody being thrown in jail, and then they get liberated from prison. They become free, and that's how it is. The being put in the prison, that's part of a dream. Getting out of prison, it's also part of the dream. Nothing escapes the boundary and gain some type of reality. It's all just part of the dream.
Tene malam to lula matang bandam zab do sa trama do kya kan te chokato no tene trama yang na dong zam re trama to se choyang na dong zam re luyang na dong zam re kanga na dong zam re pe te na yin tene ta kanga na dong zam re.
So we can have a dream also of falling in a big ditch filled with shit. and the thing is that this, when we're covered with this shit, and then we have a tremendous desire to wash ourselves, but the shit, first of all, is just a dream. It's not real. The body is not real. The soap is not real. And the state of cleanliness afterwards is not real. So all of it is just part of this dream. There's nothing, none of it is real.
Then Sanjay Ji, Nyangilin Deva Yang Jumatavo, Nyangilin Deva Le Lakpa Ji Yuna Te Yang Jumatavo. Tele Lakpa Yamare, Tele Yuna Yang Jumatavo.
So the Buddha said that the nirvana of the Buddhas is just like an illusion, and if there were anything better than that, that would also be like an illusion. So there's nothing better than Buddha's nirvana. That's the best thing there is. But if there were something better than that, it would also be just an illusion. So this is why the protector Nagarjuna said in one verse of his text, The Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way, samsara is not the least bit different from nirvana. Nirvana is not the least bit different from samsara. Because they're both just like illusions and dreams. So there's no difference between them, actually. In short, nirvana is the demise or the pacification of all of our thoughts that differentiate samsara and nirvana. So when all of those thoughts disappear, then that's what nirvana is.
Nyang korban charum tavo, nyande charum churu kyoban tavo shibare. Charum yimbate, charum je kapso, trakpon, trikpon do, do do do, go damna dam do gundo, ma zo gundo, churu kyonan go damna ma zo gundo.
Naso.
Then charum churu kyona, kyo sarva kapso, charum yin the dogo mare, yin the yomare.
Naso.
Reba, chutin charum le yin mare.
There's also an explanation of samsara and nirvana that explains that samsara is like ice, and then when this ice melts, then you have the water of nirvana. So it's the case that when it's ice, then it's something very hard and solid. If somebody hits you on the head with a piece of ice, it hurts, causes a wound. When this melts into water, then if you get hit in the head with water, it doesn't hurt you. But at the same time, when nirvana manifests, nothing came from the outside. There's nothing new. The water was present all along. Also, nothing was gotten rid of. Nothing was eliminated because it's the exact same water. So to understand things like that is also okay. When you think about it, it's pretty miraculous in terms of the relationship between how things appear and how things really are. Because you think about having a dream. If you know you're dreaming, you can sit there and say, I'm not here. And none of these appearances are here. None of them are real at all, because it's just a dream. But still, they all appear, even though none of it is real. That's quite miraculous. Other times it said that appearance and emptiness, these two qualities, are of the nature of equality. That's another question.
Aha.
Rinpoche Gisung Tsung Tene Deshi Nyingpo La Nyingje Tang Shirab Gi Sapun Yare Perna Ja Gi Tsang Kawa Kawa Du Hako Gi Du Di Shirab Yope Ta Tene Yang Ama Gi Pugu Tso La
Nyingje Do
Dine Yang Kongi Chi La Dine Kongi Chi Tsam Tsam Shira Gupa Re Yang Tsam Tsam Dine Kontro Shira Sa Gi Du
Tsam Tsam
Chi Gi Dine tsam tsam sem chen chen da gi la segidu chigi sem chen chen da
segidu
Dine di mong ba tang kontro di kare kandes hako na ya
mong ba tang kontro de lower jitrama
nasa
denbar madro pa lower jitrama chung rang yinje madro pa lower jitrama re chung tam je rang yinje madro pa re lower jitrama.
Nasa.
Malam je kontro de chekwa samgukta.
So these faults of, you know, anger and stupidity are what are, they are examples of the adventitious stains that do not really exist. They are not truly existent stains, and they are just like anger and stupidity in a dream. They're just mere appearances, but they're not real. So no faults. There's not one fault that exists, really. There's not one flaw that exists. All flaws and faults are not truly existent. So your dog might be a little bit stupid, but it can recognize you as its owner. So that's a sign of intelligence. Not much intelligence, but a little bit.
Tiendao.
So it's like that.
Ta?
Other questions?
Yeah.
Dene munlam yumai dabu yina dene munlam le kandes chegidu.
Dene semjian yang jaman tabare, geza yang jaman tabare, munlam yang jaman tabare, munlam jen debu yang jaman tabare.
Maso.
Jaman tabu yina yapo do nandong ye mere.
Maso.
Dendup yina dene muna rubya kalekabu yore.
Maso. So it's because of the fact that the aspiration prayer is like an illusion, the sentient being is like an illusion, and the one making the sentient being for whom the prayer is made is like an illusion, and the one making the prayer is also like an illusion, that they can have some kind of effect. It's much better that they are illusory. This means that they are appearance and emptiness undifferentiable from each other. And if they were truly existent, something solid and substantial, it would be difficult to get them to do anything.
Tene malam to ranga lu nandong re, tama yang nandong re, cho yang nandong re, tama chwe pa tsama yang nandong re, ina yang tu jab kala himbo su na himbo yore, jibo na wu yore.
So, you think about a dream, you can be dirty in the dream and your body is just appearance and emptiness. The water you're going to wash yourself is just appearance and emptiness. And the stains on your body are just appearance and emptiness. But nevertheless, you can wash yourself and have a good meal and you feel pretty good. But it doesn't mean that these things can't appear to have an effect just because they don't truly exist. So then the appearances of the dream are just they are just illusory appearances. There are impure appearances and pure appearances. Pure appearances can take the form of Buddha realms, and they can take the form of the appearance of deities. Impure appearances are everything else that appears to us, but still all of these appearances are equally just dreams and illusions. So it's like that. There are many good aspiration prayers, like the aspiration prayer called the King of Aspiration Prayers, the aspiration for excellent conduct. That's one. Another one is the aspiration prayer of Maitreya. Another one is the aspiration prayer, which is found in the 10th chapter of the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. It's called the Bodhisattva's aspiration prayer, and so forth. So there are many good aspiration prayers we can make. So it's like that. So now we'll sing Auspiciousness That Lights Up the Universe. There's another copy here, seems to be, if anybody needs it. Namo Guru Hasa Vajraye. You see that everything in samsara and nirvana is merely dependently arisen. You see the Dharmata, the true being, that is the essence of all dependent arising. The power of your great insight fills the universe with auspicious light. O mighty Shepa Doje, please rise up now from within my heart. Ground's basic nature transcends conceptuality.
And like water moons, appearances arise dependently. May everyone realize that this is true and dispel the darkness cast by doubt and wrong view. And may their realization's auspiciousness light up the whole universe. The vision of your wisdom is amazing. You see just how things are, you see everything. As parents love their children, so you love all beings. You bring us benefit and happiness. Your power makes disciples out of your enemies. May your auspiciousness light up the universe. For samsara's cause cling into I am me. The Dharma realizing selflessness is the greatest remedy. May all beings use it to pacify their confused belief that there is an I. And by the power of this great happening, may auspiciousness light up the universe. The ways of ordinary beings you have left behind. Noble ones who realize reality, the true nature of mind. May you lead all ordinary beings who have not yet entered to the path of peace. And by this may auspiciousness light up the whole universe. May the Yidams who bestow the cities and the protectors who clear obstacles away, eliminate all harmful conditions, everything adverse to the path, and by this may auspiciousness light up the whole universe. May the noble path of nonviolence flourish in all the worlds there are. When beings meet and interact, may the connections they make be filled with love, and by this may auspiciousness light up the whole universe. At the twilight of this century that has been one of such prosperity, may struggle over wealth and gain disappear and not be seen again. Free from strife and violence, may all enjoy great abundance. And by this may auspiciousness light up the whole universe. This has been a century when science has advanced incredibly. Amazing and wondrous these new machines that have brought the gods' enjoyments to human beings. May they be used with skill supreme to end violence and cause peace to reign. And by this may auspiciousness light up the whole universe. May the sciences that explore outside be joined with the inner science of the mind to excellently put an end to mistaken views and confusion. And by this may auspiciousness light up the whole universe. The source of all this auspiciousness is the true nature of mind so luminous. So may realization of mind just as it is set the universe ablaze with auspicious excellence. Through all of this auspiciousness, wherever its light may be seen, with the love and the compassion that makes bodhicitta mind supreme, may this thought arise in everyone. Other beings' happiness is as important as my own. And may excellent virtue and auspiciousness always increase, never diminish.
So nam de tam je ze pa nye tom ne nye pe dhanam pam je nye. Je ga nam je balam dro ba ye ze pe nko le dro vang dro vang shi. Tene to gong chute nye pa ya ta dham je wa de nye ye nye.
Masa.